song.
All right, so this is the post show second try.
Hello.
Podcast 64 post show. Thank you for donating. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for getting access to the vault. And we just recorded about 10 minutes or so, and then GarageBand freaked out, as it is wont to do.
Woo!
But what we've been talking about, that you'll never know, you'll never get this back, these nuggets of wisdom.
I'll never tell.
Oh, too soon. But you know, she never will.
Nice. I'll never tell. I watched Clueless last night.
For the first time. How? How? I don't know. I mean, it's on TBS like every other weekend.
That's not true.
Who, it wait, was for a
who
while.
In this house has TBS?
You did at some point.
Good point.
Right.
In the last 15 years?
Not okay. Really.
To be fair, I already explained this over Twitter, but for the handful of people that don't
you don't get to
that,
watch movies, I know. Right. You're underprivileged
right.
youth.
I made the choice to watch Aliens and Terminator 2 instead of fucking Clueless.
Clueless was the movie that I was... It was just on the verge of not being so girly that guys didn't want to see it. So we still went to see right. it. We were like, you know, 14 or whatever.
Yeah, there's that one character in there that it was you.
Who?
I think. Visually. From that era.
The stoner kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I dressed just like that.
Yeah.
Same haircut. Yeah, but I was not a stoner. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know who that is, don't you?
I recognize him, but I'm...
It's fucking... the guy that's always on Robot Chicken.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Who was also in Garfield.
Never saw that.
Breckenmeyer.
I don't know the name. Anyway.
I lost the list, so I'm going to have to sign
back
in. So,
yeah, Clueless for the first time. Mostly stupid, handful of really good lines. Soundtrack was pretty funny.
So now you understand what my wife meant when... what's her name died?
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy, and she said she's rolling with the homies now.
Rolling with the homies.
Actually, my biggest shock was that Turk was in it.
You know, he's still making like a lot of Afrocentric movies. He's in like, you know, Tyler Perry type movies.
Sure.
How sad for him. He almost graduated to white. He went reaching for that rainbow with Scrubs. So he didn't quite make it.
I do find it funny that what's his face is in that movie. Her brother or stepbrother or whatever. I forget that.
No idea what you're talking about. No point of reference here.
Oh god!
The older guy, the one that was in college, helping her dad with all the.
Yeah, what's his face? The
what
comedian.
The hell are
yeah,
you guys
I know who you're
about.
Talking about. I don't know his name.
He's
oh, the stepbrother from Clueless.
From Clueless, yeah.
Who is he?
Oh, god damn it!
Who is he?
He was in fucking Role Models and shit.
Oh yeah, that guy.
God damn
is it,
it
Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd, yes.
That's Paul Rudd, no yes, shit?
Paul is. Rudd like 10 wow. years ago. He's like super young.
I did not know that was Paul Rudd.
Yes. So, thank you, donators, so you can listen to us talk about Clueless.
Whatever, man.
Right.
This is very topical. It kind of is.
Topical cream.
Brittany Murphy died.
I'd be playing the Charlie Brown music.
Maybe she got stuck in that machine that Eminem was fucking her up against in 8 Mile.
That was dangerous. That was such a good love story. They hate fucked in a fucking car factory.
Yeah, that was. You could tell that was. There were sparks.
There were
from the
machinery. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And her vagina.
No. Okay. Okay. So we were going through the 40 worst movies of the decade. We've already gone through 40. All About Steve. 39 Speed Racer. 38 Deuce Bigelow. 2.
Yeah.
37 Righteous Kill. I'm surprised. I knew that would be shitty. Because it was just such a crappy premise, and they were throwing two great actors into a shitty movie. I'm surprised it was so bad as to make some sort of worst of list. 36, the Ben Stiller, Jack Black, shit divorce, Envy. Here's what's funny. In the list, they actually call him Frank Black instead of Jack Black.
Oh, that's what? Bad.
That's just a slip up, but that's wow. funny. It's actually a movie featuring the lead singer of the Pixies and Ben Stiller. Who's your caddy at number 35?
Frank, sure. Racist joke. Let's move on.
Jamie Life Kennedy movie. Kicking it old school at 34.
The movie that's only a prank.
Wicker Man 33.
I still need to Furniture see that. Man.
32 is The Happening.
Just want to save you some money.
Right.
Hey.
What's happening? Furniture Man. Did you notice there were like four titular lines in that movie?
Yeah, that bothers
Something
me.
Something here is happening. What is it? Mark Wahlberg. What's happening? Did you ever watch that show? What's Happening? That was a good show. 31 was Daddy Day Camp 2. Or Daddy Daycare 2, Daddy Day Camp.
Whatever. Okay, does this bring us back to where we were?
Here we are, caught up.
Prior
Let's see if we're still recording. Let's see, I've got three mics.
And Garage Band. Okay. Is your timer running, Eli?
Yep. Okay.
It's time to save.
Oh, I hope we don't... I hope we don't even get to the end of his timer. Honestly. Number 30 features I hate to use the word comedian.
Carlos Mencia.
Close. You're so close.
God damn it.
You're right on the money there.
It's the Chihuahua, Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Worse than that for comedy.
Just tell us. We'll guess when we get to the 15s.
A comedian
give me a nationality.
With a fake occupation.
Okay. Cable guy.
Yes.
Larry.
Larry the cable guy.
God damn it.
Health
I would
inspector.
Fuck him so hard.
Hang on.
I didn't know that was a movie.
You would fuck him so hard. If only to shut him up.
Like while he was doing his routine?
He would have to be, like, gagged.
Oh, my God.
Like, he would not be allowed to talk.
That was funny. I like that. Listen, I want to point out that he is not, nor has he ever been, a cable guy.
No.
Obviously. He is not a redneck. The character is a character, right?
Right.
He's not that person. Okay, right. Anyway. In the movie, he plays a health inspector. They title that film Larry the Cable Guy, : Health Inspector. That's the name of the movie. It's fucking crazy. Oh, that's sad. Wow. Number 29 features the opposite of blackface.
White girls.
White chicks.
Oh, white chicks.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
Yes. Yes, two Wayne's brothers.
I'm just making my way downtown.
Oh, God. Number 28 was, this is actually I think this is the one I'm thinking of where it made like $75, is Paris Hilton, the hottie and the naughty.
No, that made more than that, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I'm thinking of that Jessica
Simpson
movie.
That made the rounds because Paris Hilton came through Dallas to premiere that.
I've seen her suck a giant cock for like 45 minutes.
Did either of you guys ever see The House of Wax?
Is that the one where she sucks a giant cock for 45 minutes? Because I've seen that one.
She actually, because she dies horribly.
We saw that together. We saw that at Mikey's house together. Okay. Yeah. On Halloween.
Yeah, we saw that.
No, that was actually good. I liked that.
Was interesting. It was ironic.
Number 27 is a remake about fake sports.
Is this the Adam Sandler
LL Cool J is in it.
I have no idea.
Is this the Adam Sandler?
Ladies Love Cool James is in it.
Yeah.
Dude,
this is a movie?
Rollerball, 2002.
Oh, wow.
Number 26, I'm just going to tell you, that fucking Dana Carvey movie, Master of Disguise.
That is the lowest rated film of all time on...
Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes.
Wow. What's it got, like a zero?
Wow.
Yeah. It still sits at zero if you look at it. And it has... plenty of reviews to back it. Like,
sweet fuck.
There are some movies that'll get like two reviews and they're both zero, but that doesn't technically count.
Okay, here's one. A Vin Diesel movie. It's post-apocalyptic. Post-apocalyptic.
Oh. Okay.
Not pre-apocalyptic. The trailer made it very unclear that it was even about anything. I remember this specifically. I remember seeing that going, it seems like they're trying to appeal to me.
Triple X.
But it doesn't seem to be about anything. It was called Babylon AD.
Oh, yeah.
That was a movie? I thought that was an animated movie.
No,
you're thinking
it
was... Titan A.E., which was awesome.
No, that Babylon thing was actually, apparently...
Don't remember it.
I kept hearing about how it was really awesome, and then, like, the director got fired from the set.
Yes,
and
then they remade it, like, a different plot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. This movie features... this is not narrowing it down, I apologize. Eddie Murphy in a fat suit. I know I'm not helping.
Big Mama's House?
No, that was It is his version of that, yes.
Okay.
The Crumbs.
Meet the Fatties.
Yes, it's Fatty and the Fat Fats. It's Dinner with the Fatties.
Nutty Professor 8.
Fatty Professor...
Fatty McFatFat.
Fatty McTwo. The sequel. The Fatquel. Norbit.
Wow.
Norbit.
Not
the password is...
These are real movies,
Norbit.
Right?
The password is Norbit.
Rolling with
my voice is my passport.
I've always thought the word passport was so sexy.
Passport. That movie is so good.
Isn't that guy Ned Ryerson?
I have no idea.
He is, isn't he?
Is
from Groundhog Day.
Huh.
Phil? Phil. Yeah, anyway.
Ned Ryerson.
Pow! Number 23 features the word movie in the title.
Scary movie.
Close.
Epic movie.
Yes, epic movie. Epic.
Oh.
Epic was the one that
had... Were you just counting?
Yes.
What was that? Four movie. Five movie.
Movie,
movie
seven. One. Movie the movie.
Movie time, movie style. Wow. Number 22, Antonio Banderas and Lucy Liu.
Oh, no. X versus Sever.
Yes.
That movie was...
I tried watching like 5 minutes of that when he was on Cinemax and couldn't do it.
I went to the theater. I actually switched to
porn. Like Skinemax porn. Like Skinemax is like Bikini Ninja. Yeah, it's like Master
this is oh my God.
I was like, give me that.
When they gave us free showtime, like the very first thing, the very first night, as I'm programming the channels in, I'm like, okay, let's see what's on. The very first one was like Love Lessons 15. I turn it on and it is the most unappealing, just barely over 50 woman.
Oh God.
Discovering her love for
pie,
the sapphic side of romance.
Sapphic?
She's a lesbian. She's figuring out that she's a lesbian.
Sapphic.
Sapphic.
Okay. I was gonna go with Sapphic.
Oh no, no, Sapphic. It was Sapphic. She's Vulcan. She's very turned Savic on by Vulcan. Savic 1
or Savic 2?
Like it's all definitely number 1. So she...
it was Kirstie Alley?
Yes, she's hot.
Sweet. Oh,
God, no.
Oh, God, no. She's huge.
Listen.
She's
making out with bacon.
No.
It was one of those bacon.
It was one of those movies where it's like, we've got to find someone who will agree to take their top off for most of the movie. And this woman is just like it just looks like someone's mom. It's just really depressing. It's not left it on for like 5 minutes. It was like, I'm going to have to kill myself now. Okay, thanks, free show time. Appreciate it. Number 21. We're in the 20s now. We're halfway done. 21 would have been a breakout role for SNL alum Chris Kattan, but it was That's not. That's a
lie.
Meet the Fatties. He was also in Meet the Fatties.
That's a lie. Go to the next one because there's no such movie.
Corky Romano.
Nope. Ugh. Next.
Ray Romano. Oh, another Wayans movie. In this one, the Wayans are neither fat nor women.
Requiem for a Dream.
I'll pass. Yes. I'll pass on that one.
He was a drug addict. No, he was a drug addict. And the one of the Wayans actually played the double dildo in that. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh yeah.
Little Man.
Trivia.
Offensive to midgets. Wow.
That's not even a real movie.
Offensive. I don't. No. I beg to differ. The next one was not a real movie. Which does feature Mr. What? Mike Myers.
Love Guru?
Yes, from 2008. Wow.
What number was that?
2019. Do you know anyone that saw that? Even one person?
No.
I don't either. I don't even think it came out on DVD.
Did they just give up?
I don't think it came out.
It went straight to the USA channel.
Number 25 is a sequel in the loosest sense of the word. Also stars Jamie Kennedy.
Scream 2.
No. Give you one more guess, then I'll tell you.
Can you give me something more than that?
No.
There's a dog and a baby.
Nope. Story of Moses.
Three men and a baby.
Son of the Mask. Meet the Fatties.
Oh, wow. Wait, Jamie Kennedy, was he?
They made that movie?
It had nothing to do with the Jim Carrey version at all.
Jesus.
The mask shows up and a baby finds it.
All right.
Number 17. Eli's like, fucking move on.
I want to get to the 15 because I really want to guess on the 15.
Number 17.
I don't really care about these.
Super Babies 2, Baby Geniuses 2.
Whatever.
Crap.
Number 16 is not a porn. Sounds like it would be. And stars
That's what she said.
One-time MTV talk show host Tom Green. Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Yeah. Not with my cheese helmet. Freddy got fingered.
Yes.
I saw that in the theater.
Jesus. Wow, you're pathetic. That was horrible.
Rip Torn bared his ass and asked
I liked him Green in Dodgeball.
To fuck him.
Really?
That happened in that movie.
Was he the dad?
Yes.
Why did he want his son to fuck him?
He was really drunk and Tom Green did something embarrassing to the family and was why don't you just fuck me? And
what is the finger refer to in that title?
I don't know. He fucking jacks off a horse at one point. Oh, okay. So
all right, that's good enough.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure I may be remembering
Do you remember watching his original show? Did you watch that?
Some of it.
Yeah.
There were a few moments of absolute brilliance.
I mean, there were times where you're like, you have to stop. And he would find roadkill on the side of the road and like make out with it and shit. And you're like, you got to stop this. And then there was a time that I really enjoyed the fact that he had that sidekick, right? His like Andy Richter.
Sure.
Who had so little faith in the show that he did not quit his job for the Canadian phone company. So he would work his job and then fly to New York to film the show and then fly home like five times a week or whatever.
Jesus.
But he ended up being right because it only lasted, you know, like a season, season and a half. There was one episode where Tom gives out his home phone number on the air. And that wasn't a prank at all. And he said he got home like the next show. He was so fucking pissed. He said he got home to like 850 messages on his answering machine and had to change his number. I've never heard of this movie starring Al Pacino. 88 minutes is number 15.
I saw like half of it and then was like, "What? Why are we watching this?" And just left. I was at a friend's house. I can't. They were we watched this Al Pacino.
Was it about something
anymore?
Yeah. It's like a cop movie. I guess.
So you say you made it about 44 minutes?
Yeah, basically. They were like, Al Pacino. Oh. I was like, "Hey, Al Pacino, okay. I'm good."
This one is notorious.
It's number 15.
Notorious.
We need a year.
For low ticket sales, leaving the theater almost instantly, universally panned, terrible reviews.
What's the year?
2000. They miswrote the year.
Oh. Male actor or female starring in?
I can't tell you who it is because it's the only movie she's ever made.
Female
star.
Female lead.
Female lead.
2000 something.
You have probably seen her naked, coked up. You've seen her vagina for sure. She's not fond of wearing
Resident
underwear.
Evil 2.
No.
Or 3.
She's awesome. Don't make fun of Mila Jovovich.
I'm just throwing out.
All he's doing is naming vaginas right now.
Yeah. Okay.
That he's seen.
Vaginas we've seen on the
screen. Oh, okay. But accidental vaginas. That should narrow it down to your Madonnas, your Britney Spears, those types of people.
Huh. Who did it cash?
Herbie, Fully Loaded.
Close. Real close. Real close. You're real close. You're right on the tip of that vagina.
That was my
guess. You're on the crevice.
Like he's got
the,
one guess, the clit? And then we get
I don't
know you don't know how vaginas work. I don't have to explain it to you.
Is that the gash thing?
Go sideways.
It's got the little tiny dick on the top of it.
No.
Something. I don't.
Whoa. What?
I'm going to tell you who was in it, if you can even remember what it was called.
Just give us the title.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan in a dual role. As herself.
The Parent Trap?
Close. But it was 2000.
The Pussy Trap?
Yes. The Pussy Trap, The Fatties Four, Meet the Fatties, Go to Camp.
Hey, there you go. See?
Hey.
It was called I Know Who Killed Me.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I remember hearing that. And I remember.
Yeah, go ahead.
Again, somebody like.
I just want to watch Mean Girls.
Somebody
now.
from a major paper was like, that was actually a pretty good movie. Like the Chicago Tribune or the, and I was like, what?
And then they fired him?
Maybe. I don't know.
Number 13, none of us has ever heard of. It's called Boat Trip, starring Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
No, you haven't.
I've seen it.
Because he goes onto a gay cruise. Believe me, I've heard of it.
Accidentally?
Yes.
I've heard of it because I've seen the cover.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I saw the cover and was like, huh?
I think that was a low point for him.
Number 12 is a video game movie.
Tron.
2005.
Resident Evil 2.
No. Alone in the Dark.
No. It's a pretty good guess.
No, In the Name of the King. Wait, 2005? Oh, Blood Rain.
Yes.
Blood Rain.
Kristanna Loken and Uwe.
Yeah, I worked there.
Eli works for those people that made that game that movie was based on.
Yep.
Hey.
Good game.
Rolling with the homies.
Bad movie.
Would
number
you
11.
Shut the fuck up.
Number 11 also has the word movie in the title.
Okay. Main lead.
Male female.
You could not identify an actor.
Love movie
year?
Or.
Year?
No, not date movie.
Fat year? Movie.
Do we have a year?
Not fat. 2008.
Eight movie.
Dude, there's only like six of those movies. It's pretty easy.
Okay. Epic movie. Disaster movie.
Disaster movie. That's
the
one.
Wait, that was real?
Disaster movie was the one where it was literally like fixed camera shots of shit falling on people's heads in costume. Like, it's Miley! Something fell on her head.
Yeah.
It's the Fantastic Four! Something fell on their head. Like, it was like, did you see any
seriously?
Movies this year? We should probably
I just made
get
that,
a hold of that.
I seriously just made that
oh,
up.
Oh, really? No, that's
I
real.
Just said disaster movie.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
And this was the thing. This is the one. Those epic movie and disaster movie, those are all made by these two cousins or friends or something that I don't know how they keep getting this shit greenlit. They also made superhero movie. But disaster movie was the one that had nothing to do with disasters. That was just a title. It was literally like, there's a meteor. And then they were showing like the Fantastic Four and the Silver Surfer and like Miley Cyrus and just, it's like, I don't know, just like referential joke the movie, you know? Like, look at this thing, you know. We killed it. Look at the other thing. Oh, bus hit it. Hey, look, there's Spider-Man. Bus hit him too.
That's kind of like your last comic. Look at this thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, I do it too, but I try to be funny with it.
Right.
This is a top 10.
Oh.
I'm going to... Okay, we've already done Pluto Nash. We know that number 10 is The Adventures of One Mr. Pluto Nash.
Right.
Lowest grossing movie of all time.
Number nine. Features Mike Myers.
You're
heavily made up.
Okay, that's almost all of his
movies.
Also
stars Alec Baldwin, unfortunately.
Year?
2003.
Austin Powers 3?
No.
No, 2 came out when I was in high
school. Book adaptation.
Book along. The Bible.
Yes, it was The Bible, Meet the Fatties 6, Fatties in Bethlehem.
Too many fatties. Ain't no room at the end because of the fatties.
I have no guess.
Sodom and Gomorrah, Boogaloo, Fatties 16, Fatties fucking Fatties.
This time it's for real.
This time it's fat.
I have no idea.
You don't remember. Mike Myers was in a disastrous children's book adaptation.
Nope. No idea.
Are you serious?
No idea.
Oh, no.
Shrek 3.
Cat in the Hat?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I don't even think of that as having heard.
Number 8, after a string of, I think what most people would say are hilarious movies, Adam Sandler had a horrible misstep. Just a terrible, terrible misstep.
8 Crazy Hanukkah Nights or something?
In that area. 2000 was the year.
Okay.
And the movie spoke like this.
The fuck?
Oh.
Little Nicky?
Yeah.
Little Nicky.
Oh, God.
That was fucking painful. Right. That movie was goddamn painful.
I never saw it.
Okay. I did not even know this was a film. Wow.
Year?
2006? Okay. God damn it. Really? This is real.
Okay.
Godzilla.
I can't tell you. No, Gojira. It's scarier than that.
Jurassic Park.
It's a sequel. Infamous movie from the 90s. And it's the sequel. Female lead. Murder plot.
You're not talking about
Basic Darko. Instinct 2.
Yes! That was real? That happened?
You didn't know about that?
We talked about it
on a podcast.
Does she show her beeve again?
I don't know.
Or like her? Does she like gape her asshole to one up the?
She crosses her legs backwards.
Yeah, no, she's sitting in the chair backwards. she's wearing like sweatpants.
Give some brown eye to the camera.
She's wearing sweatpants and she just pulls them down and farts. You like what you see?
And Wayne Knight is still there sweating.
He's sweating like crazy. He passes out. We've got Nedry here. We've got Nedry.
Oh, God. Oh, I got to stop laughing. I almost just threw up.
She's topless. Wearing sweatpants. She has men's boxers on and she pulls them down.
She just brown noses Nedry.
Excuse me. See anything you like.
I would watch that.
Yeah, is that what the movie? Does it say that that's in the movie?
And then a murder weapon falls out of her ass. A steak knife.
With a rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sorry.
And then an arm reaches out and grabs it and pulls it back in. Oh, God. That was real. Number 6. The fact that number 6 is not number 1 should give you a clue as to what the next five are.
Oh, wait. We're down to six?
Yes. It is a comic book adaptation in the loosest sense. No, worse than Daredevil.
Punisher.
Punisher 2.
One of the
orders of magnitude worse than Punisher.
Oh, Fantastic Four.
Much two. Worse than Fantastic 1 or 2.
Oh, God.
There wasn't anything else.
Road to Perdition.
Ghost
Rider? On par with Ghost Rider, and which is not on this list.
No fucking idea.
Oddly enough.
I have no clue.
It is worse than Ghost Rider.
Give us a hint.
I have no clue.
What year was this?
Any clue? 2004. Any clue I can think of just gives it away.
Well, then.
It shares the name with
Marvel
the comic.
DC?
Hang on. DC. It shares the name with a comic book. It has absolutely nothing to do with said comic book.
Aquaman?
There has never been an Aquaman movie.
There was on Entourage.
On Entourage. Yes. Aquafag was never made.
Aqua.
Dude, that was James Cameron, motherfucker.
Old Spice? The movie?
Old
I have
Spice?
No idea.
What?
Seriously. You don't remember this? Halle Berry was in it.
Catwoman. Oh,
yes.
My God.
I've actually seen
that movie was horrible.
I've actually
seen
about 20 minutes of it.
I watched it start to finish. And, okay, wait, what was just before this?
Sharon Stone was in both of those.
Yeah. She was
hilarious. No, she's having a banner.
She was hilariously terrible in Catwoman.
Yeah.
She actually was worse than Halle Berry.
The worst thing for me from the parts I saw was the CG where she's like whips down a fucking, you know, falls down an alleyway and lands on her arms and legs like cat. It just looked like it switched to cartoon, like cell animation. It was fucking ridiculous.
That movie was terrible.
Number five I've never heard of, but it stars Madonna.
Castaway?
It's actually called Swept Away, but I think you had the right gist there.
Yeah, Swept Away. Yeah, that was the Guy Ritchie movie, the guy that made Snatch.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, is that when and she then, got together with him?
That's what she got out of the divorce, was that movie.
Okay.
Number four is really only a movie, again, in the loosest sense of the word. It's basically a commercial for, hey, did you see the first season of American Idol?
Happened. From Justin Vekeli.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of those people still has a career, but she is fat, so technically
he
wins.
Yeah, what's up with that? How did
she's made a statement before. She said, I'm fat, I'm happy, shut the fuck up, leave me alone. I like being fat.
Really? How did her handlers let that happen?
She said that was actually one of the reasons.
She probably couldn't afford
handlers. No, is that it's like they've been driving her like to depression for telling her she has to be thin. Because if you'll notice, she was fat when American Idol started. And like halfway through the season, she was anorexic.
I never watched any of that.
You didn't watch the very first season of American Idol?
No, that she was gay.
Never watched. I haven't watched any of that.
Number three.
I do watch So You Think You Can Dance. That is also gay, but in a good way.
Number three, 2001 rhymes with shitter for a reason.
Hitter?
Bitter?
Hardly newer.
Glitter?
Glitter.
Glitter. Mariah Carey.
I got the fucking hiccups. God damn it. Wait. Does Mariah Carey flash cash in that movie?
No. I don't think she has one. Like, I think she has a penis.
Does she queef and then like glitter?
Sparkles.
Oh my God. I saw someone on LiveJournal commented about my shirt, the Edward shirt, and their icon was Edward from Twilight. And it said, sometimes I doubt your commitment to sparkle motion.
Okay. Okay, that's really good.
Funny. It almost makes Twilight worth it, but no.
Oh, man.
But no.
Let's have a moment of silence for Donnie Darko.
Number two. These honestly should be obvious. Number two and number one. I think I'm just going to let you guess. Worst movies of the decade. Absolute worst movies of the decade.
Are they related or are you just...
No, but I'm saying you could probably just pull
so
both of these out of your
not
ass.
Not Matrix 2 and 3.
They did Wanted. Not make the list.
No, Wanted wasn't bad. Just because you had a fucking bug up your ass.
Wanted.
Wanted? What movie was that?
Were they curve bullets?
Oh, that was terrible.
That was actually a fun movie. Yeah.
It was terrible for constantly being terrible. No, it has not made the list.
It's because it's not terrible.
Fuck
both of you.
No, we need something to.
No, these are.
It was 10 years, man.
Listen to me. It's a long time.
It was a lot of pot.
Make sure we're still recording. Hiccups. We are still recording. I'm going to pause this, even though we're.
Why don't you save it?
Fucker! The fucking shit lost the end of the post show again. I apologize. But the last two movies that we talked about for 20 minutes were Geely,
yeah,
and Battlefield Earth. Right. It's so defeating.
Worst movies of all time.
Of the decade.
Of all time.
Neither of them are really that bad.
What? Battlefield Earth. You can't even say it with a straight face. And then we lost our entire conversation about the 10 best movies, including my... Oh, by the way, number one was actually There Will Be Blood on Peter Travers' list.
Huh.
I'm almost with him. Actually, I like Kings of New York better, but still.
Yeah.
Give me Daniel Day-Lewis any day, man.
All right.
Mm. Oh, I can drink my milkshake. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, well.
Does he swing that way?
So we lost like 20 minutes again. I got to figure out what... There's something about the mobile podcast. I think it's the stereo tracks that are killing it. The files are just too big. But we're all going to die eventually, so what's it matter? Oh, I mean, thanks for hanging out and listening to the post show.
Hey!
Eli's already put all his shit up.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Blow it out your ass.
Yeah. All right. This episode was... brought to you by Italian racism.
Blow it out your ass.
That's your ass 2009. That's what this post show is called.
Boosh.
Oh my god, we're done.
Yeah, I guess 2009 can roll with its homies now.
Testing, testing, testing. Yeah, it's mono track.
Testing, hello.
Half the size. And all the same, because it ends up being mono in the end anyway. God, what a fucking pain in the ass. Oh, no.